name is Katrina Kibben, and you're listening to the Three Ears Media Podcast. The Three Ears Media Podcast isn't really a podcast at all. It's a recording of a letter that you can read every week over at katrinakibben.com. It's not about recruiting either. If you know Three Ears Media, you know that we're the expert for job post writing. But the letter we write every Friday is all about the people and the stories behind those job postings. It's the stories of the people we meet every week and the thoughts that we have that we just can't shake. I hope you enjoy this week's letter. This week's letter is called Never Age Out of Curiosity. I went to an 8-year-old's first softball practice a few weeks ago. I love these moments when I'm fully embraced into a family, their routines and their firsts, especially sports firsts. As we sat on the field, I was thrilled. This kid is a natural. First time at bat was a double, and they were scooping up field balls. My favorite part was right after practice when they ran up to me and said, "I'm so much better than those kids." As I reached out to give them a high five and be all, "Hell yeah," Mom said, "We're not supposed to say stuff like that." I retracted my hand but gave the kid a nudge. I mean, they were telling the truth. They were so much better than those other kids. But it was what they said next that I can't quite forget. The coach misgendered them during practice. The coach called me he, even though I'm not a he. I like that she corrected herself, they said after a long drink of water. Then, without much pause at all, she turned to chase her sister toward the basketball courts. I looked at Mom and said something along the lines of, "Is that coach stupid? This is a city league. Birth certificates and vaccinations are required at registration. Every team after the age of 6 to 7 is gendered. Are we just guessing pronouns based on short hair now, or what?" I tried not to say anything in front of the kids, but I was so mad. But that kid? They were fine. Unbothered. They were showing grace for strangers and gratitude for growth while I was talking myself out of cussing out a kid's softball coach. And that was a reality check because, let me tell you, a profound respect for the perspective and grace of kids? Not expected. 8-year-old role models? Also unexpected. They're my role models because they haven't aged out of curiosity. Take the moment a kid tries to figure me out, i.e. figure out if I'm a boy or a girl. Every person does it. Kids are just less nonchalant. They stare, ask clarifying questions, and giggle when they're unsure. Kids are so fascinating during this interaction because they don't come with a ton of preconceived notions or rules. They're not worried about being polite. Most importantly, they are willing to believe there's something else out there, unlike many adults I meet who say things like, "I don't understand," or "I just wasn't taught that." That willingness and curiosity to find reasons to love instead of hate are exactly why I have 8-year-old role models. Kids who lead with love and jump right to understanding and normalcy when it seems confusing to people who somehow aged out of curiosity. These kids set the bar for what this world can be. Many of them are under 10 and just beginning to understand who they like and what they like, whether it's in the department of favorite colors or love. Without ever meeting someone like me, they build notions and ideas in their heads of what normal is, convince themselves they want to be like that. They lose curiosity and fill its place with self-hatred and lies about not being good enough. If you look at the legislation and Don't Say Gay headlines, it would be easy for any child to fill that space with hate. But then, the potential of a different kind of normal becomes real when I show up. I drive up to their house in my van on my big adventure. The way I walk, the way I talk, the way I dress. I am just like them, but I am me. Non-binary. Trans. It's an affirming experience for them. They see how happy normal could be and that queer life is not just full of pain and coming out. That is what Trans Day of Visibility means to me. Celebration of new role models and imagining a new life. To dream and fight for a life where they can be out, proud, and living their dreams without fear. To live my life completely proud of who I am becoming while remaining curious, just like a child. And truly, I hope none of us ever let our childlike curiosity go, no matter how old we get. Because curiosity can change the world. Surely, never lose curiosity for understanding and learning that helps others feel safe. That's why I wrote this week's blog post about making pronouns mandatory in your email signature. It's a letter from a CEO asking this question, remaining curious, and my response. I think it might be able to help you too. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to this week's letter and this episode of the Three Ears Media Podcast. My name is Katrina Kibben, and don't forget that you can read the letter and our weekly blog post over at katrinakibben.com or follow me on any social media channel by simply spelling my name correctly. Bonus, I'm the only Katrina Kibben in the world, so if you spell my name right, you will find me. I'll see you there. Until next week.